Cheers and welcome, everyone. So the question is, how strategic are you? Well, welcome to everyone listening everywhere. For all of you, our wonderful listeners, here's another question to please consider. How much do you incorporate strategy into your personal and professional life? Well, here's trusting that you are up for this seemingly contradictory side of the way we look at things, because this episode of the Business of Life Masterclass is focused on how we bring strategy and connection together to really enrich our lives. So let's get moving. We are all here to deepen our learning with actionable tips. So hi, everyone. It's Debbie Lundberg, Performance and Mindset Coach with Presenting Powerfully.
Dan here, Media Sales Leader and founder of the lifestyle brand Stay at Work Mom. Debbie, who is our guest who can show us ways to incorporate strategy and connectivity, please?
Well, Barb, we are both fortunate to know her. She's an entrepreneur, human capital strategist. Now, I just want to have that title, human capital strategist, right? She's a board advisor for equity-owned and public companies. She's known for developing and leading systematic and measurable human capital strategies to drive, get this, retention, engagement, and increase revenue for companies. So people want to be there, they're engaged, and they make money. So she's passionate about paying it forward to others, making connections through her network, collaborating on projects, or helping people find a new job, just a cool opportunity. She serves on the Center for Women board. She's an active boater and bicyclist. She is loving and dear godmother to three godchildren. And additionally, she's a very much appreciated strategic partner to Presenting Powerfully and other businesses as well. Please welcome a friend and a leader in the community who we happened to get to meet when we were both very humbly honored with the Tampa Bay Business Journal Businesswoman of the Year honoree recognition. And so please welcome the founder and CEO of HR Contempo, Betsy Irizarry.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, Barb. It's an honor to be here. Super excited to be sharing this morning with both of you and, you know, talking about insights of life and how we can make some good, great takeaways. So thank you for the invite.
Well, welcome, Betsy. And we're so happy to have you on. You are invited on the Business of Life Masterclass podcast for your successful incorporation of planning and participating. Our listeners are going to be super intrigued because many of us, including me for sure, are challenged with the idea side of the engagement and pulling both of them at the same time. So since you have listened to our podcast, please share a sentence or two to describe specifically what made you want to be on the Business of Life Masterclass show, please.
Sure. So the big takeaway that I always get from your podcast is you get away with a takeaway, right? You always hear people and in a very vulnerable state as well. And they always give you something that you can say, you know what? I never thought about that. And now it's something that you can incorporate in your day to day. So I love that people come across so humble and it's very intimate. It's like having friends talking right around your kitchen table, talking about life. So I love that. I really, really have been listening and I always have something like, you know what? I never thought about that. And that's something that I might want to incorporate. So it's very intimate and I like that.
Well, thanks, Betsy, for being such a fan of ours. We are a fan of yours. Before Debbie gets into her podcast, for what is one thing that you are excited about living your life today?
You know, I am a very positive person, so I always have a lot of gratitude, right? Sometimes I'm biking and I always take this bridge that when you go to the top, it has a beautiful view of the Don Cesar Hotel. And I always say, thank you, you know, God, because I am so blessed. So I live my life with a lot of gratitude, a lot of positivism, and always trying to see, you know, how can I improve people's lives and how can I, you know, help them grow and be positive? Because I think a lot of people with everything happening in the world don't have that. And I have a lot of energy, which I love to, you know, share with others.
Well, Betsy, since you have so much gratitude and energy, energy is that perfect walk up to life music. What would that music be for you, or that song? What would your walk up to life song be?
You know, it's Happy from Pharrell Williams. I love this song. It's very upbeat. I use that song when I launch my company, HR Contempo, and it really resonates with me because it's a, you know, happy, you know, clap if you're happy. It's just a very energized about life and how happy, you know, you are with all the things that sometimes seem small, but brings a lot of happiness to your life. And that really resonates with me.
Oh, yeah, Pharrell and Happy. It's already bouncing around in my head now. Like, it's hard not to smile when you think about that song. So we're already energized and happy with this positivity. So Betsy, as you know, we're about to move into the podcast 4, which is the Business of Life Masterclass base, really, for what you said. You know, people like you are kind enough to come on and share these things. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Number one, what time do you get up in the morning? And what is your morning routine that you believe really gets your day started right?
Yeah, so I get up every morning between 5 and 5:15, and I get ready and I head to the gym. I go to the gym and do at least 3 times a week high intensity training. And the other 2 days, I either bike or I walk. So I always start my day with self-reflection and also energize myself, because I always, when I exercise, I feel really good during the day. So for me, and I know that we both are very early birds, for me, that is very important. I like to set my day in that way.
All right, Barb, we've had a few people who have not been early birds, and we're back to an early bird. So, you know, I'm smiling and Barb's taking her notes. So, all right. So, fellow early bird, what is something other than that morning routine, Betsy, that you believe if other people would do it, would really set them up for an additional level of success? Barb likes to call it your special sauce or that extra oomph. What would that be?
For me, is really when I wake up, I am thinking of the first thing, and this is very sincere. I open my eyes and I am so grateful I'm alive, right? Because you never know. And I always start my day with a lot of gratitude and, you know, looking for like, hey, what is the challenge that I'm going to confront today? And I set my mind in a very positive space, because I think that once you start your day with high energy and a positive mindset, no matter what happens, you know, sometimes going to hit you in different ways, but you can really look at that challenge and say, hey, I'll deal with this. This is what I need to do. Or you know what? I need to call someone, right? So that I can bounce an idea of how I'm going to tackle that challenge. But I think that if you start your day with that positive intent, that everything is going to be okay and you're going to be able to handle your challenges, it really set the tone of your entire day.
It does. And what I also heard in there, which is good for certainly Barb and me to hear, for all of our listeners to hear, is I didn't hear you say, I have this positive mindset and I'm going to do everything. I heard you say, or do I want to call someone or get someone else involved? So it's not you're attempting to take on everything. You're being thoughtful in it, which is good. Again, especially for people who are successful, you're coming up on 10 years with your business, and it's okay. Not only okay, it's really good to bring other people in.
That is correct. I think that, you know, a lot of people think that you have to tackle the world alone. And I think, you know, that it's okay. And especially for women, sometimes women feel like, oh, you know, I should not ask for help because I have to conquer the world on my own. And it's okay for you to ask for help or look for a different perspective, because that way you're going to grow personally as well. So it's okay that if you don't have all the answers, seek experts who can maybe give you guidance of how to get to that situation or problem in a more faster way or more productive way.
Absolutely. So speaking of bringing other people in, it leads perfectly into our third question. Who or what, Betsy, has been the biggest influence on your life? And really importantly, what have you done with that influence that you believe has continued to have you living your life in this positive, grateful way?
Yeah. So professionally, I will tell you, I have my first CEO, Chuck Carpenter. He really gave me the opportunity to take risks. And I took risks. And if they did it, you know, the outcome wasn't maybe the most accurate one, it was great because he taught me about taking risks and looking at the risks and what I've learned from that risk and what worked and what didn't work. So for me, that was very important and really set the tone on my professional career. In the HR side was Lois Grubb. She really gave me a very strong foundation of HR and helped me become the HR leader that, you know, have become and, you know, grow. And personally, I will tell you, my mom gave me a lot of my core values. I'm very disciplined because she pushed me, you know, when I was little. My father died when I was 4 years. She was a single mother, tried to raise me. And she was always worried that she would not be around and I will not be a productive citizen. So I have a lot of discipline in my life. And I do what I say I'm going to do. And my ethics are my badge of honor. And I think that everybody knows that about me, that, you know, my character is something that it has a lot of integrity. And I am very proud of that.
Yes. And you do, you know, people say walk the walk. And they say walk the talk. And I say you walk the walk as well, mm-hmm. because it's really clear that if I know you're going to do it, it'll get done. And yes. You and I have been able to do some things together, and you're very reliable and it's much appreciated.
Yes.
All right. So now we take a bit of a different twist, as you know. So while our series and ultimately our master classes focus on the positive, which is right up your alley in the way you live life, what is something that you've observed, seen, experienced that you believe if people would stop doing it? So it's not necessarily a negative, but perhaps it's having a negative impact on them. If they would stop doing it, that you believe that would enhance their life.
You know, I believe it's fear, right? I think a lot of people live with fear and they're very concerned of what if I fail? And I believe that fear is a very natural and instinct response, you know, when you feel danger, but also it's a great teacher. It gives you a lot of important lessons in life, such as, you know, it can highlight your limitations, right? But what it gives you is that now you're self-aware of where you need to grow. It also provides you with, you know, clarity of your priorities. So fear can help us identify what truly is important in your life and how you're going to prioritize that. It gives you resiliency because now confronting fear can build your character. And now you know that how you're going to be dealing with adversity, you know, in the future and how you're going to tackle that. It gives you a lot of resiliency, right? I think when you confront fear, you build resiliency, this inner strength that each time that you face fear, you overcome it, and then you're ready for the next incident or episode that might happen. It gives you an opportunity to really grow as a person, because usually fear is going to push you out of your comfort zone, and it's going to help you learn, adapt, and overcome obstacles. And last but not least, it's going to provide you with a lot of courage, right? Yeah. You're going to be able to tackle anything that you face, because now you know that resiliency and that courage is going to make you really push through it and come in the other side in a very positive way.
Absolutely. So we're hearing about risk taking. We're hearing about facing our fears, about being positive. It reminds me, and I may bring it back, and I don't usually say back, I may bring forward something that I've shared before with my Lundbergisms, is people say there's fight or flight when there's fear or when there's uh-huh. danger. And something you just reminded me of is I say there's fight, flight, or focus. And uh-huh. if you focus on what you can do, like you have, and uh-huh. all the mentors you've had, you focus moving forward, and then you really do build that. You're not building armor. You know, sometimes people say that. I think what you're saying is you're building all of the skill set, which is building you as a human, building you as a person. So thank you for answering our podcast four.
Correct. Thank you.
Thank you, Betsy. And of course, I have two pages of notes. A couple things that I am going to implement immediately is a bike ride in the morning. I typically have never done that unless we have a long one. So my son does his bike to school every single day. So I'm going to join him. He might not like that, but I'm going to try that. I loved how you mentioned calling in the resources. And so I have a couple monkeys on my back, and I'm ready for those resources. And Fear is a great teacher. I've never heard it phrased like that. And I like to make little signs for my office or for, you know, around my area. That's something that I'm going to do. Debbie, your list might look a little different. Maybe we can do a couple of these together, but are you willing to incorporate a couple of these in the next week or two? And then we can put them into action and tell our listeners how we did.
Absolutely. Now, for Christopher's sake, I will not join you joining him on your on his way to school. I think that might absolutely be the straw that breaks the camel's back, so to speak. So while I won't do that to him, I will happily think about, I may ride the Peloton one morning while you're doing that. So it still gives a bit of that. I can still have the attitude. I'm thinking that discipline. The other part is to appreciate our discipline. So Betsy and I do talk sometimes about, you know, how we were raised and different things. And part of that is that we get the discipline of wanting to be, and Betsy, your words of, and forgive me, you said about, I think you said a good citizen or a contributing citizen. And forgive me, I'm a little off. That resonated with me. It's that we are contributing and bringing value and appreciating what we're doing as a citizen of our community. So yes, Barb, I am happy to do that and report back on our follow-through show.
Well, great. So Bessie, before we wrap up, what is a quick or final thought, please? If this is a closing statement or something, maybe a single fact that our listeners didn't get to learn about yet, what will it be?
I think for me is live with positive intent. And don't feed the fear and the doubt. Just feed on your victories, on what you have learned from your failures. And there is always a lesson, right? So just feed on what is going to give you the most positive energy.
Yeah. Love it. And a lesson for us today is to feed on those experiences and let the experiences be our fuel, I'd say. So thank you again. As we get ready to say goodbye, we, as you know, we started not that long ago asking about these songs. So Betsy, what would your walk-off mic drop music be? If we started with Happy, what would you end with?
I'd say I will end with Life is Beautiful, right? Because it's just, I'm in a great place in life. And I feel that, you know, life is beautiful. It gives you a lot of beautiful lessons and brings you a lot of positives to your life. And I think that, you know, let's in the world that we're living, we need to focus more on the positive and less in the negative.
Life is beautiful. What a perfect walk-off song for you. Thank you so much, Betsy. I enjoyed every minute. And I know our listeners will too.
Thank you. Thank you both.
You're welcome. So please know, listeners, you can stay connected with Betsy Irizarry on social media under her name, and we'll have that in the notes. And you can follow HR Contempo as well on social media and keep this positivity going. Similarly, you can follow Barb and me on Instagram and Facebook at the Business of Life Masterclass. Barb is the stay-at-work mom, and I'm Debbie Lundberg, most places, where you can pick up the video or the tips for the Coach's Corner tip.
So if you liked what you heard, please rate us 5 stars. We are committed to providing you with 5-star guests and inspiration, just like Betsy. Please do provide us with the feedback. We do implement it. Stay tuned for our follow-through show in the next 5 to 10 days, where you learn how Debbie and I did implementing Betsy's ideas. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Business of Life Masterclass, the podcast for successful people embracing every chance to accomplish and experience all you can in business and in life.
Listen, choose, do. Thank you.
Thank you.